Hi, Kevin on the mic. Here's a gift because I'm late. It's an unusual Glitch in the Matrix bonus audio tale I'm making public, at least until episode 21 drops, so listen to it while you can. Moms of Mars V2 is a story told in song. Our subscribers on Patreon got it yesterday, and they got V1 earlier this month. There will probably be a V3 or final version, but I figured I might let you in on the process. It's a demo, which means recorded with my phone's voice memos app in one live take, and you can hear my radiator hissing in the background, but it sure is peachy. And that's my guarantee. So stick around afterwards to hear a fun little story about resurrection and technology. Also, you'll learn how to listen to the whole song for free in one click, at least until episode 21 comes out. So you got to really move on that. And you'll never guess where I hid the link to it. Here goes the first half.
She would do what it took to win custody of their three children. To defeat her ex-husband, Don, she agreed to bring her family on the second human mission to colonize Mars. Not quite a victory, but the best option in the court's decree. She owed her kids and self a fresh start somewhere else, a place in the sun Don could never lay a finger upon. She moves between pools of light, suspecting silhouettes. Never do what's a hateful to you, she was told. Now it feels so old, now it feels so old, feels so old. 6 months into the flight to Mars, they awoke from sleeping pods. She heard the news Don was on board with terraformers in the prison ward. After murdering a girl on Earth, he got a convict worker's berth. To the red planet on their way, they hurtled through silent space. He moves between pools of light, street lamps at night. Never do what's hateful to you, he was told, now it feels so.
All right, you can listen to the whole song uninterrupted. Just stick with me to the end here, I'll tell you exactly where. And either way, I hope you enjoyed that, rough as it was. However, the past 8 days have been rougher and, let's just say, hellacious in terms of my computer setup. So what happened to my computer? It died. So in honor of its years of service, I ask you during this next section to pull open your phone, go to Spotify, rate the show 5 stars. If you're a rube like me and you own an Apple device, well, open up Apple Podcasts and do the same. And take it one step further in memoriam to say, in a review, Apple messed with the best. In the body, say, Hellgate City is the best podcast in our dimension. And yet, Apple, the wealthiest corporation on Earth, has tried to destroy it. And they will pay, period. All of us suffer under the shackles of their malicious, environmentally destructive, nihilistic, and existentially malevolent project of planned obsolescence. which will no doubt contribute to our own extinction. It's disingenuous to say that you care about the environment as a corporation and then force people to throw away perfectly good hardware so that they must buy your new model. Apple is responsible for destroying the planet. Let that be known. Not unlike the first bite of the apple by Eve. Or was it Adam or Steve? It wasn't any of them. It was the Apple Corporation, like an Ouroboros snake eating its own tail, that will destroy all we hold dear, period. P.S. This bonus episode featuring Moms of Mars V2 has a little bit of spicy language in it, and Kevin drops an F-bomb. So if kids are listening, you've been warned. Any weird glitchy stuff in the recording is Apple's fault, and maybe Adobe's too. Anyway, listen to this show if you want to know the inside scoop, period. Okay, you got that? I know it's a long sentence, but just trying to give you stuff that works. Now, oh wait, you're driving? So you didn't even transcribe that. You can't, yeah, right. With the hands free, you can't get into your phone. Look, I used to drive. I get it, you know? Now I ride. Not the subway. I rent a tiger from the Bronx Zoo and only ride reverse cowgirl. That's what my friends tell me it is. Huh? Okay, my wife's saying that that's a sexual position. I've never made love to a big cat. Any cat. I've never, obviously. Anyway, let's proceed with the story. Thanks for rating the show. And if you haven't, do it right now while I'm doing the next part of the story, just out of respect for the dead. Which is where we left off. My computer died 9 days ago. This halted production and post-production and everything to do with this podcast. Then, after 4 days of constant troubleshooting and rebooting it dozens of times, I resurrected it from a backup, just like Jesus used to do. Did you know my hometown in Ohio had a department store called Lazarus? It sold new clothes worn just once by a dead person, aka very lifelike mannequin. Anyway, the Time Machine backup of my computer system couldn't restore my applications.
Oh, you mean you saved everything except for apps?
The only thing I use on this bucket of bolts? The gall of Apple to call their backup software Time Machine. What were they thinking?
It's like if a time machine could go forwards or backwards in time, but there won't be any people or water.
That's just fraud.
Also, you can never travel to a previous operating system.
Oh, okay. Well, Apple updates its operating system like every week. This is the worst time machine ever. So, Megacorp murked my computer. That is Apple and Adobe colluding together to defraud their users and force upgrades to operating systems and software that grind your computer to a halt if you made the foolish mistake of owning last year's model.
What were you thinking, bro? You're living in the past. That computer's like 3 years old.
It's actually closer to 4.
Oh, really?
So it's older than the kids who mined the materials for the new iPhone?
That thing's done.
Here's what it sounds like if I try to play back a very simple file on my computer. That's where I'm at. And look, I spent the better part of 8 days troubleshooting, then reinstalling my apps, redoing all these licenses and plugins and all these bells and whistles I use for the audio goodness. And it's still messed up. I've found some workarounds for now, but I'm going to have to upgrade one level higher. And I got to be careful, you know, like Icarus, I might fly too close to the sun. Originally, what caused my computer to basically grind to a halt was that I went all the way to the most current operating system, which is designed to not work with a slightly older computer. It's really a simple boondoggle. And after I fixed everything and I got all this stuff running again, it broke again. Check this out. Mind you, I often have a dozen or two dozen tracks. This is just one track. This computer was equipped to edit 4K video, so it shouldn't have any problem.
It works. You know, unless literally take a chainsaw to the
It's almost cool. Anyway,
friend, sometimes there's a way. You see, I actually have a functioning 2009 MacBook Pro that boots and runs faster than the 2024 M3 silicone Apple laptop I just bought and returned, so I could crank out 5 episodes last month, 3 regulars, 2 bonus. And fine, the internal to external graphics card switch melted on my old MacBook, but it still runs okay as long as I set it to use one graphics card or the other. And it has Pro Tools MP9, which should have stopped working in 2011, but I hacked it. Want to know the main secret? I didn't upgrade the operating system. You see, if you don't keep changing the software and just leave it the way it was when it worked perfectly, it just works. I'll give you a second to pick your brain up off the floor. So, where were we? Oh, that's it. I'm poor. I live off food stamps and Medicaid and these Frankensteined computers, plus the dregs of my 401k, my retirement fund, which I cashed out to write this season of Hellgate City. And I will not be stopped if you join me. I wrote a whole other season before this one, actually, and back me so I can make it. Become a free member on Patreon, or fuck the money. Your support is more valuable to me and just telling me that I'm on the right track. That gives me the mental, emotional wherewithal to not grind my gears. I've decided other things matter more. I just want to keep making this. And it's not just I want to. I know this is the right thing for me to be making. I'm growing. It's challenging me immensely. I've done the time tracking on the last 2 episodes in a granular fashion, and I put about 45 hours into each of them. I'm not proud of that per se. I just know myself and the system in which I must survive. I will be working till I die. And if I'm going to do that, I would rather be making this than working for some multi-billion dollar company making their content. I have 2 speeds. One is frozen and paralyzed in indecision and fear, and the other one is going 1,000% all in. Believe me, if this fails and I'm forced to take on a corporate job like the one I had before I made this, I will be a gift to some employer because I'll exploit myself. So if you can back me on this, don't be Scrooge McDucking it around while I'm getting exploited. Don't exploit me. Only I get to do that. Buy me a coffee by becoming a Hell Hacker for my birthday month, January. That's our entry level awesome tier. You'll get oodles of cool bonus tales, tunes, and tirades. And if you become a Dreamwalker this month and you stick around till the end of the year, I will send you the original cover art for one episode. You have to tell me which one you want. And yeah, that's on the table if we can get 10 Dreamwalkers before February. Apple, on the other hand, doesn't need your money or mine. They're like the world's largest megacorp. No, they're more like a cloud-based techno-feudal overlord. And we're all just serfs renting its land and protection. It recently became the first public company on Earth to reach a $3 trillion valuation. Yeah, it tripled in value from $1 billion in 2018 to $3 trillion. In the beginning of 2022, and it's still hovering around there. How much is that? Well, it's greater than the entire economy of the United Kingdom. Or as Jack Nikas noted in the New York Times, if you combine Walmart, Disney, Netflix, Nike, ExxonMobil, Coca-Cola, Comcast, Morgan Stanley, McDonald's, AT&T, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, IBM, and Ford, Apple is still worth more. What do we do about it? If you want to hear my full rant about this, I put it up in a free Patreon post called Digital Migration. And while you're there, listen to Moms of Mars V2, the full song, in a similar post, which awaits you in the show notes. That's where the link's at. So pop into the Patreon, bask in it, become a free member just for the heck of it, and subscribe if you can, and you're cool. In other news, hang in there. Episode 21's about to breach the birth canal.
Oh, and don't forget to RSVP for the live stream with live director's commentary as I listen through Hell's Gate City, the whole show. Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The RSVP link and details are in the show notes. Be there. If nobody RSVPs, I might not do it. Okay, bye. Thank you.